I mean, I think Kenneth's absolutely right. The inquiry question and all of Robin and Abdul's work is very much rooted for lots of really good reasons in meaningful disciplinary approaches to history. We've got to also try and encourage people to think, yeah, particularly with the idea of the contingencies and the ideas of change, in drawing attention to the constructed nature of race, that actually you can't expect one inquiry to do all the work for you. I mean, that's why I think actually substantive concepts is another important thing. But actually, just like you would map a key stage and you think, I want students to have multiple encounters with the idea of government and to see how it's working differently in year seven when we're looking at King John and things like that, to how it works when we're looking at it when after the Civil War and how it works in the 20th century. I think it's equally important you plan multiple encounters with the idea of race through inquiries, but not just sort of, let's get to the transatlantic slave trade and let's let that do all the work. So I think that that question that Robin and Abdul have come up with is great, and it does draw attention to it. But I think for our 11, 12, 13-year-olds to expect it all, given the complexity and the nuance and things like that, I think we need to plan multiple encounters with the idea of race right the way through that particular key stage.
If you think about it, I mean, you mentioned the concept of government. I wonder how many schools actually have the concept of monarchy written in their scheme of work. Now, if you think, okay, how relevant is the concept of monarchy to the 21st century? I mean, you might want to binge watch The Crown, but how relevant is it for the 21st century? And surely the concept of race is actually more important for them to understand right now than the concept of monarchy.
I think one reason is because of this complexity and the things that, yeah, we're talking about in terms of the change and the contingencies.